There's a tongue-in-cheek phrase among geeks, you probably know it, with the letters RTFM. Read the frickin' manual. That's the polite version. And then there's something to be said for downloading an app and learning it just by clicking on every button. But when it comes to enterprise computing, a manual is a godsend. A depository of explanations, definitions, diagrams, use cases, and solutions. There are plenty of industries and complex products that need a manual. Developing one is not so easy.
If you think about any solution or system, there's a lot of moving parts, and ensuring that those moving parts interact and integrate together in the best possible manner, that's a very critical thing. So internally in engineering, I think that's one of the key drivers where I can get context outside of my domain.
Steve Poitras is the author of the Nutanix Bible. He says the document, now almost 400 pages, has been effective for engineers and developers who can use it to understand things such as how metadata works on the platform or how different components work.
You know, from a sales and sales engineering perspective, being able to know all the various products that we have and all the various features, I think, is a key thing. But also having more detailed information in regards to how they work. It allows me to appear much better to the customer, because when they ask me a question, if I actually have true knowledge about that subject, which I can get from the Nutanix Bible, it allows me to, one, answer their question, two, gain credibility, and three, not feel dumb.
Poitras brings a bit of modesty to the job of writing and maintaining the Bible. For example, where did the idea to codify the knowledge in it come from? First, and to sort of repeat this, it was to give engineers, as well as customers, a reliable source of information. But another reason was so that new hirees had something readable.
Every single week, you know, we'd have 5, 10, 15, 20 people. I'd do the whiteboard, teach them about the product. My handwriting is extremely illegible, so, you know, people actually couldn't read what I was doing or writing up there on the whiteboard. Then the other piece is it was extremely repetitive. You know, out of maybe, let's just say, laziness or efficiency, you know, I decided to, well, let's just write this stuff down and then kind of evolve it. And then we can use that as a baseline. And then that way we don't have to try to read my handwriting, which is horrible.
At this point, the Bible's usefulness goes far beyond solving bad handwriting. It's become an indispensable tool for developers and customers.
If you think about hyperconvergence, 9 years ago, it was a relatively brand new concept. People had no idea what hyperconvergence was. And so rather than taking the approach where we wanted to say, hey, just trust us, it'll work, especially when we're dealing with primary storage, we actually wanted to take the opposite approach and say, here's exactly how we protect your data. Here's exactly how the system reacts to a disk failure. Here's exactly what the system does and how it actually reacts when these certain triggers or events occur. And that was kind of the key thing.
The Nutanix Bible started life as a series of blog posts called Advanced Nutanix. As an architect, Poitras likes to share information and teach. Here's a quick set of clips from his web videos talking about enterprise software.
Hey everyone, my name is Stephen Poitras, Solutions Architect here at Nutanix. Today we're going to talk about the Nutanix Converge platform, about the cluster components, about the NDFS data protection and how that's managed on the Nutanix platform.
Availability domains,
compression,
deduplication,
disk balancing,
snapshots and clones,
disaster recovery,
and replication solution.
In early 2013, Poitras realized he had enough material to craft into a single document, one that could have a bit of gravitas.
The denotation of the term Bible is basically any authoritative book on a particular subject, and just kind of came to mind, and then we rolled with it. And nowadays, it's kind of a massive behemoth. I think if you were to print it, it's almost 300-400 pages, right around there. It basically covers everything from kind of the general evolutionary trends of where we've kind of come in technology, from mainframes to where we are today, core architecture, how we do security, these sorts of things.
One of the recent additions to the Bible is a section on Leap, the book of backup/DR services. It describes supported configurations, implementation constructs, and various policies. Poitras doesn't really have a roadmap in his head of what should be added next. That's dictated by the needs of users and developers.
If I'm at a customer or someone asks me a question where I don't actually have the answer, or on Slack I see a lot of questions, if that's content that's not there, then that's actually a perfect use case for it. The other piece is kind of the more proactive, which is we have new features, new capabilities that we're introducing. Within engineering, we have a TOI or a transfer of information. So as part of that, we'll actually proactively get sections in there. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff in there and keeps me fairly busy, but it also keeps me up to date with all the various pieces of the product. For me, I always want to ensure that I understand everything completely, and it's kind of a forcing function to do that.
All companies have inside knowledge about how their products and services work best, knowledge that can truly benefit users. While it doesn't contain company secrets, the Nutanix Bible's purpose is to provide clarity on how systems work to empower the user to be more confident about events when they happen.
If this event occurred, I know I'm good. If this event occurred, then I know I need to actually go do something. And it was really all about providing and gaining that trust, just because trust is something that's gained over time. And until we could gain that, we at least wanted to provide some more insight and detail.
Steve Poitras, author of the Nutanix Bible, is a principal solutions architect with Nutanix. Thanks for listening to this Tech Barometer podcast. You can find more podcasts by checking out The Forecast at nutanix.com/theforecastbynutanix, all one phrase.